The Pend'oreille County Public Utility District has sent a letter to PacWest Silicon saying it is terminating what is called a cost reimbursement agreement. The letter contained a check from the PUD to the company for $315,000. PacWest had an agreement with the PUD to design a system to get the needed amount of electricity to the property that PacWest had purchased, where they intend to build the shelter. The PUD returned the unused portion of that money to the company because it had been more than 6 months since the district had any communication from them regarding the project, as well as the company's, quote, decision to suspend the progress on Bonneville's time-sensitive interconnection process, resulting in an indefinite suspension of the project. SPR contacted the PUD yesterday for clarification, but we were told that they will, quote, not be making any further statement at this time with respect to the PacWest letter. Attorney Rick Eichstadt, who represents opponents of the proposed smelter, questions why the PUD was not more forthcoming when asked to explain the letter to the media.
It doesn't seem like an appropriate response. As a public utility district, they are a public agency. You know, they should explain to the public their actions, just like any other government agency needs to.
Rick Eichstadt says it appears the plans for the smelter are now in trouble.
The company has not been in communications with the Department of Ecology. The company is now has not been in communications with the Public Utility District. The governor questions whether or not, you know, this project is moving forward. The county commissioners rejected their comprehensive plan amendment. This really seems like a project that's headed nowhere.
In the closing of the letter, the PUD says it welcomes PacWest and any future request to be a customer of the district when they are ready to proceed with the project. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.